All right, Daf Samach Beis, Achron Shel Pesach's Daf. We are on the second wide line. The Mishnah had said, Vezeu Tarbis, Hamarba Vepeirais, Ketzad Lokachem Enochitim Bediner Zav, etc. So from the fact that the Mishnah had a Nusach of what is Tarbis, Ezehu Tarbis, it's Mashma, that until now, it's not the same kind of case as Neshech. So therefore, affecting Gemara, Otukol Hani Damrinan had Hashta Lav Rebisu. The cases until this part of the Mishnah aren't considered Rebis, which is Neshech. They're also the same thing. We already know the Maskana was that our Gemara had said that there really is no difference practically between Neshech and Ribbis. And for the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abo, and for the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abo, Ad Kan Shel Teira. So far, everything in the Mishnah that was listed was Ribbis Deiraisa. Mikan Ve'elech Shel Divrehem. So that's what our Mishnah is saying, is what is an example of Tarbis? It means Derabonan Dika Ribbis. V'chein Omer Rava, Ad Kan Shel Teira, Mikan Ve'elech Shel Divrehem. Ad Kan Yochin Rosh Avil Bish Tzadik. Continues Rabbi Abo that until now, the Ribbis Deiraisa cases are cases that the Rosh won't have any Anah, and he's going to pass along his ill-gotten gains to the tzaddik, meaning his yairish. In fact, is that true? Ad kan v'sulai? Only deiraisa dika ribis he won't be able to get? If the yairish can have the deiraisa dika ribis that his father left him, so certainly the derabonan dika ribis he could keep. El afilu ad kan yochin rosha v'yilbish tzaddik. What Rabbi Avoh meant was, even those cases of ribis deiraisa, the one who lent money to ribis, illegally will not be able to enjoy that money, but it's going to go to his yairish. Now, ad kan ribis ketsutza, that's only going to be classic ribis ketsutza, where you make up an advance how much interest you're going to get. Mikan ve'elech avak ribis, derabonan dika ribis. Now we come to a very important machlekes, Omer Rabbi Elazar, ribis ketsutza yaitzen b'dayonin. You can get your money back. I mean, the bezin can take that money back that was illegally got through deiraisa dika ribis ketsutza. However, avak ribis ain't a yaitzen b'dayonin. So it's a major nafkamina. Once the money's lost, you don't get it back. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, afil ribis ketsutza nami ain't a yaitzen b'dayonin. Rabbi Yechanan says amazingly, even though it's aser min ha-tayra, but what once done is done. You don't get it back. And if you want to know if there's a chi of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Taisa brings two dais that you may not even have a chi of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. It's just not the responsibility to give the money back. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, my time at Rabbi Yechanan, what would be the pshat? It's a big chiddush that you're not yet to be dayon in Sodom or Kra. B'neshech nosim v'sarbis lokach v'choy. Taisa's asking like it's a kasha. The guy who lends on interest and takes money from it, he's going to live? Lo yichya eskola ta'evas a'elo asa. He shouldn't live, and the end of the pasuk even says, mois yumas doma boyiyya. So the Taisa is going to tell this guy he's going to die. So lemisa nitin v'leili hishavin. His punishment is death, misa b'nei shemayim, but not that he has to pay it back. Ravada barav omer, another mocker for Rabbi Yechanan omer kra, al tikach me'itay neshech v'sarbis v'yireisa melekecha, lemayra nitin v'leili hishavin. He's going to have to get the fear of Hashem's einish, but not that he has to make a payment b'dei adam to pay back what he took. Rava omer, a different mocker for Rabbi Yechanan, megufi dekrosh shemielei, mois yumas doma b'yiyya, like we said, that pasuk ends off by saying that he's going to have his dam upon him. Hukshu malve ribis l'shev chedamim. We're comparing the malve ribis to a guy who's to the murderer. Ma shev chedamim leinitnu lihishavin. Can't pay it back. Af malve ribis leinitnu lihishavin. So that's all shitas Rabbi Yechanan, that you don't get the money back. It's not yetz b'dayon. What about Rabbi Lazar? Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, my time at Rabbi Lazar, that you do get it back. To Omer Kra, moving over to Omer Aleph. V'chei achicha imach. Ahadrle ki hechi denechi. You gotta live with your brother, so you gotta return that money back so he can live. It should be pointed out that even according to Rabbi Lazar, that says you could be mitzvah b'dayanim, there is a machlekes rishonim whether or not you're yared l'nechasav. Does it become like a regular chayshin mishpat tikkadin that you go and take it? Or no, it's just like any mitzvah saseh where if a guy doesn't build a sukkah, bezin will do what they can to force him to do it, but they're not going to go in and take the money from him. They're not going to seize his assets. And this, of course, goes back to the same shaila about ribis, whether or not it's a chayshin mishpat tikkadzela tikkadin, or it's like a regular yaredeya mitzvah tikkadin that you're not going to be yared l'nechasav. But anyway, we're saying the mukkers from v'cheyachecha imach. Rabbi Yochanan, hi v'cheyachecha imach my avadle. What does Rabbi Yochanan, who argues the Rabbi Lazar, what does he do with v'cheyachecha imach? So for the Gemara, this is now the locus classicus of this extremely famous and important machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura. He mean boile l'chidatanya. Rabbi Yochanan is going to use it for the following brisa. Shnayim shayim halchem aderecha b'yad echad mehen kiton shomayim. There's only enough water for one of them. Im shayis and shnayim meisim. If they both drink it, they're both going to die. Vim shayis echad mehen megi eli yishuv. If one of them drinks it, he'll be able to survive. So darish Ben Petura. Mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu, better they should both drink and die. V'al yira echad mehem b'misasa shel chaveray. Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, v'chei achicha imach, chayecha koidmin l'chaye chavercha. So you gotta take care of yourself, even though he's going to die. Feels a little bit ironic. Rabbi Akiva, who's the ahavta l'recha kamaycha, he's the one that says you gotta take care of yourself, even though your friend is going to die. What's the machlekes Rabbi Akiva ben Petura? The way the Chazon Ish learns it, it's that the machlekes is, do we value the chaye shah, which we certainly, we're doicha Shabbos for chaye shah, but do I have to give up my chaye oilam for his chaye shah? The Chazon Ish also talks about if, let's say, the third party. Let's say a third party is there with this canteen of water, and he knows if he gives it to both of them, they'll both die, but if he gives it to one of them, one of them will live. And he has this gut-wrenching decision, what should he do? The Chazon Ish says, it's Tully on the Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura. Who in the world is Ben Petura? You can listen to Dr. Henry Abramson, who has some suggestions who he was. But one time when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mir on Fridays, sometimes I would go to Medrash Shmuel, that's Rav Binyamin Moskowitz's yeshiva, and he would say a shir on Reb Chaim. And he was saying the shir on the first Reb Chaim about Yehar Valyavar, and if my memory serves me correctly, he said over from somebody that Ben Petura is a euphemism for that person who went off the derech and became a very famous Yoshka Pundrik. I don't know how seriously he was saying this over, and he didn't, and I don't have a Mara Mokum that he was quoting, and it could be that when he said it, it was never supposed to be repeated. I do remember him quoting somebody who made such a suggestion. Anyway, certainly not the Pashtus. But this is what Rabbi Yochanan uses v'chei achichi imach for, this machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura. So Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't get your money back even by ribbis d'iraisis, a mesevei. The Brisa says he niach lemavia mois shel ribbis. If a father died and left his money that he got through ill-gotten gains, meaning he collected for ribbis, the money that the father was a loan shark, died and left Birush all this guilt of ribbis. So afal pishu yoidim shem shel ribbis. These kids just inherited money that they know full well was gotten through ribbis. Einan chayoven lachziran. They're not mechuyev to return it. But what is this Brisa mashma? Ho avian chayv lachzer. Certainly sounds like the father, if he's alive, would have to give it back. L'charetz connected Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, bedinu to avu nami loy mechayev. The Emes says the father also doesn't have to return it. Va'idi de kaboy lemisni seifa, since the town is talking about the next part of that mahalacha that's listed in the Brisa of Hiniach Lenavian, part of a talus will hold over a mesuyim. If you have some kind of an object, oh, this is the famous cow or talus of Yenner Guy, then chayovin lahachzer b'pnei kovet avim. It's a bezoyin to the kovet of the father to keep these things around, reminding everybody of his father's chatoyim. So toni nami reisha b'ditu, therefore we talked about this in reference to the kids too, but it would be no nafkamir between the kids and the father. Frak the Gemara, v'hani b'pnei kovet avim mimachayvi? Why are we talking about kovet avim in reference to a guy who lent baribis, kari kan v'nasi b'amcha leisa'ar, ba'isa maisa amcha. But this guy's not being isa maisa amcha, he's a Russia, he's lending baribis. For the Gemara, kedamar of Pinchas mishmei, the rava b'sha'asa tshuva, the father did tshuva, so'achinami b'asa tshuva. So yeah, obviously, he also tshuva, my boy gabe. Why does he still have the money of ribis if he did tshuva? On the tzad here that you have to return that money. For the Gemara, shalei hispik lahachzer ad shemes. He did tshuva, he was going to go give it back, he dropped out of a heart attack, and now the shaila is, the kids have this money. Okay, another kashan of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei, hagazlonin umalvei ribis af al pisha govu machzirin. Even though they already collected the ribis geld, they should still give it back. So let's first clarify what is the case. Gazlonin, how can the gazlonin over here that the Brisa are talking about, my af al pisha govu ika, what does that mean? I gozel, if they already stole it, so gozel. You can't talk about af al pisha govu. Doesn't make sense. And he loy gozel if they have not stolen it yet. So then gazlonin karislu, they're not called gazlonin. They're not a gazlon. They didn't steal anything yet. So what is the case that we're talking about? El Ema, gazlonin, mainihu malve ribis. When we say gazlonin, we're referring to malve ribis. Very interesting that we are using the expression of gazlonus when it comes to ribis. I'll call upon him, af al pisha govu machzirin. Even though they already collected their ribis geld, they should return what they already collected. Vice dice, connected Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to return your ribis money. Zokta Gemara Tanoihi, Enechanami, Tzmachleges Tanoim. The Brisa says, Detanya, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Patron es hamalve ves haarev. They're pottering the malva, the guy who lent the money, and the arev of such a loan from any malchus. Why? Mipnei sheyesh bohen kumva asay, because those are a mitzvah kumva asay. And as Rashi explains, this is a lav hanitik le'asay. You can fix it. You have a kumva asay to fix the lav. My kumva asay, what is the kumva asay that we're talking about? Lav mishum dabrinan lukumu ahadoiru. Return the money that you took illegally, and therefore, that's why you don't get malchus. Michlal, the Tanakhama sover, lav b'nei ahadurininhu. Vice versa, the Tanakhama who's arguing with this holds that you don't have to give it back. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says you don't have to give back the ribbis geld, is going like the Tanakhama. To which the Gemara says, Loi, the Brisa is not talking about returning the ribbis geld. So my kumba essay, what's the kumba essay that paters the malchus because of the lavanitic lessay? That's lekraya shtara. Tear up the shtar that's going to get the interest paid in the first place. So no interest has been collected yet, but you can still undo the problem by tearing it up. But frak the Gemara, my kasover. I kasover shtara, imid likvais kagavui dummy. It's already as if it's collected, v'ho avdu isurayhu. So therefore the malva and the loiva have already done their aveirs because they drew up a star. So it's kigovui dummy. V'i lav kigovui dummy. If you're telling me that the Tana holds that they didn't do anything, so holei ovid v'loi klum. Then why would we even say that you're mechuyev malchus? You didn't do any avera yet. And for the Gemara, li'aylam kasavar shtar ha'imid likvais lav kigovui dummy. V'ho kamashmulan deshuma milsehi. The very fact that you estimated how much interest you have to pay, that is already a lav of ribis. And hochinami v'stavar ditznan, we learned ve'elu oivrim b'loi sase ha'malve v'ha'loive v'ha'ore v'ha'edim, even them. Now bishlam akulu ovid mice, everybody did something here. Ela edim my ovid. What did the edim do? They didn't. They weren't lending. They weren't borrowing. They're just standing there watching. Av Shema Mina, the Shuma Milsi. The very fact that they're making the Shuma, which is part of what the job of the Edom is, then Shema Mina, that's going to be its own Chiyuv Malkus. Omer of Safra, Kol She'ilu B'dinehem Maitzim Milve Lemalve. Any kind of ribbis, which according to Goyish law, they would take away from the Leiva and give it back to the Malve, B'dinenu Machzirim Memalve Leiva. Even according to the Halacha, even according to the Torah, if that ribbis was paid, we would return it from the lender and give it back to the Leiva. Likewise, Kol She'ilu B'dinehem Ein Maitzim Milve Lemalve. Any kind of ribbis, which according to Goyish, of course, they wouldn't take away from the Leiva to give to the Malva, but Dinenu Ein Machzir Memalva Leiva, we also wouldn't do that and give it from the Malva to the Leiva. Omer Le Abayler of Yosef, the Klolahu, is this Taka the rule? Bahare Saw, Beso, we're going to talk about more later in the parak, that if I take a dozen eggs from somebody, I can't give back that dozen eggs because the price might fluctuate and therefore Saw Beso is also Nisner Rabbanan. But in that case, the Bidinea might see in me Leiva La Malva. According to Goyish, of course, they would enforce that, they would take it from the Leiva and give it back to the Malva, even if the price would have increased. Ubidinenu Ein But according to Halacha, we would not give it back to the Malva because of the Sabasa problem. Amaleir Vesis is back to Abaya, no, Inu Batayrus Pikadon Osaliyoda. That Bechlal is not considered a loan, that's considered a Pikadon. So it's not Negea to Hilchas Ribbis. Amaleir Ravino Lorvashi, I'll give you another example of where the laws don't match up between the Goyesha courts and what we would be doing, and Rav Safra would be Shver, because Ari Mashkanta Beloy Nechaisa. Let's say somebody has a Mashkain of, let's say, an apartment, and he gets to use that apartment during that duration of the Chayiv. So really, the Malva should be Menake, he should take away from the Cheshbon, so there should be to avoid a potential ribbis problem. And in that case, the Bedineim might see in Mileva Lamalva, turning over to Amid Bey's Ubedinenu, but in our halacha, in Machzir Mamalva Lamalva, because we are Cheshish for that kind of a ribbis. So you see, Rav Safra is not always going to be consistent. Amalei, Rav Ashi says back to Ravina, Inhu Beteris Zvini Osaliyadayu. The Gaisha courts wouldn't look at this as a loan either. They would look at this as a sale. So it's not going to be a Bechlal Rav Safra's problem. Elakosh Ilu Bedineim Dukomer Rav Safra. This rule of Rav Safra, my osilashminan, what is it coming to tell us? What is the chiddush of it then? What's the example? Hachi osilashminan, kol she'ilu b'dinein maitzien mileiva lamalva. Any case of ribbis, that according to their geisha courts, they would take away from the leiva to give to the malva, b'dineinu machzir and mimalva laleiva. If it was already paid, we would return it from the malva to the leiva, umaynihu, and what's that going to be? B'ribbis ketsutza ukid Rabbi Elazar. We're going like Shitas Rabbi Elazar, who holds that we are mechuyev to give back that money. Kol she'ilu b'dineim ein maitzien b'dineinu ein machzir. Now what's that talking about, where we're not going to give it back? That's going to be talking about ribbis mukdemes and ribbis mucheres. That's when you're actually paying the ribbis in advance. That's going to be like a case, if I give you a dozen apples because I like you so much, and now tomorrow you're going to feel compelled to want to lend me money, I basically paid you the interest in advance of the loan. It's a different kind of din d'rabbanan, but that's not the kind of thing that the goyim would enforce, and therefore we're also not going to make you pay it back. But this does seem to support Shitas Rabbi Elazar, that by ribbis ketsutza deraisa dika ribbis, you are going to have to give it back, and Bezdin will enforce it. Now we're going to go back to our Mishnah, and when we read the Mishnah, we said what's going to ultimately be the maskana of the Gemara about how to understand the case of the Mishnah. But for the rest of today's daf, it's going to be going back and forth trying to figure out what is the case of the Mishnah, and ultimately on tomorrow's daf, we'll come to where we already know is the right pshat in Mishnah. But Zokta Gemara. Mishnah said, Ketzalokachim enochitim bediner zohav kur vechein hashar. So somebody bought from the Meicher at the price of a single gold dinar per kur, and that was actually the market value, but he didn't take the wheat, and he said he wanted to buy the wine, and the Meicher says, okay, well, I'll turn this into a chayv of 30 dinarim, and I'll give you the wine against those 30 dinarim. That's the example of tarbis et zasser. So let's go through the case. V'chi ein lo yayin mai havi. What's the problem with this? If there is an established price for wine, like the Mishnah says, v'atnan, it's not going to be usser because ein poiskin ala peiros. You're not allowed to do forward kinds of contracts. Ad sheyetzei hashar, unless there is an existing market price for these things. Yotze hashar, once there is an existing market price in poiskin, you can go into forward contracts because afal pisha ein lazeh yesh lazeh. So if I want to lock in a price, so I buy merchandise that is not yet available, it's mutter as long as it's something that I could potentially get because it's a fixed cost. So I can go, instead of getting it from you, I can get it from somewhere else in town. So l'chera, that's the case of our Mishnah, the wine also. Why should there be any ribbis problem? I know you're going to pay me in wine and we're kind of forward paying against the wine that you're going to give me, but I can go get the wine anywhere else. So why does the Mishnah say it's aser? The reason why later on in Ayin Beis, when it's mutter to do this, if the price is locked in, is because I have the cash and I can go buy it somewhere else. But Armish is talking about he doesn't have the money now to buy the wine somewhere else. So there's no heter to buy it. We're counting on the meicher to pay back that wine, and that's going to be a problem of ribbis. If somebody owes a guy a mana, and the malva went to the leiva's garain, but Aymer, he says to the leiva, give me my money because I want to buy some some wheat. Amar Lei, the Leiva says, look, chitim yeshli sha'ani naisin lecha. I have wheat that I can give you. Seva asali alai kishar shel achshav. Go and take the money that I owe you and let's turn it into the wheat at today's current price. Vani ala lecha kol shnei maser chodesh. And I'll pay you wheat over the course of the next 12 months, basically in installments against today's price of the wheat. So that's aser. The lav ki isura hebo liyodei dami. That's not like a case of where it's asul liyodei. Asul liyodei is a heter to be paying for things in advance, but that's not what's happening because there's no cash on hand right now. So our Mishnah is also talking about when he's turning the chayiv of the chitim into the yayin, it's usher because there's no cash. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Rabba, Ida like Isura Boliyada. If you're telling me that the reason why our Mishnah is saying it's usher is because it's not like Isura Boliyada because there's no cash now, my irya ainlai, afil yeshle nami. Why is the Mishnah making the point? That because the Meicher doesn't have the wine handy now and he says, okay, well, when I get it, I'll be able to give it to you. Afil yeshle nami, even if he had it, it would still be usher based on what we just said because it's considered like his ainlai. Elomer Abaya, Masnisan Kedatan. Our mission is going like the Brisa from Rav Safra, which was saying over these Brises from Rav Chia, the Tani Rav Safra Baribis Devei Rav Chia. Yesh Dvarim Shehem Mutarim Vasur Mipnei Haromas Ribis. There are some things that really bet some are mutter, but Shmeksais Ribis, it looks a little bit like Ribis. Kate said, what's an example of those things? Amar Loi Halveini Mana, give me a mana which is 25 Sloyim. Amar Loi, he says, Mana Ainli, I don't have a mana, but Chitim B'mana Yeshli, I do have a mana's worth of wheat, Sha'ani Naisin L'cha, that I can give you. So Nasin Loi Chitim B'mana. If I give you, so he gave him the wheat that was worth a mana, and then he bought it back from him for 24 saloyim. Now, if you just stomp buy something back for 24, you're totally allowed to. If you would have spoken out that this is the deal I'm making, that would clearly be usher because this was ribis ketsutza. But in this case, here, the guy bought back the wheat for 24, even though he lent him 25, it's mutter because be'etzem it's really not ribis. For usher less is kimnei aramas ribis, but it sure looks sketchy. It looks a lot like he's only giving him this good deal of 24, because he just lent him the 25. So achinami kigun d'amar halveini shleishim dinarim. So amar lei shleishim dinarim. Mainly, I don't have 30, but chitim b'shleishim dinarim yeshli shani naisin lecha. I do have wheat that's worth 30. Naisin lei chitim b'shleishim dinarim. B'chaser v'lachem imena b'diner zav. Then he bought it back for a 25 dinar piece. So therefore, similarly, our Mishnah would say, pay me back the 30 dinarim for the wheat that I gave you because I want to buy the wine. To which the leiva now says, for that value of a wheat that you have a schus on, you can have. Schusim in my wine, but he doesn't have the wine now. So that's how Abai is learning the Mishnah, that it's essentially turning it into a kind of a debt, even though it's not technically ribis, but it looks like haramas ribis. Now, iis lechamr leleive, if the leive here has the wine in his possession, diyov lebishleishim dinar, that he can give him at this moment, the 30 dinarim's worth of wine, peiruhu de kashokumine, then he's giving actual peiris veleslan bo. We have no problem with that. We don't mind if you're actually giving a peiris swap. That's a lot less ribistic. Eloi, if he doesn't have it handy, keep him to less lechamer, since he has no wine, vade mishkel zuzi minei, now he's taking money, so mechzik ribis, it really looks like ribis. And therefore, according to Abaya, that's why this thing looks worse, because it's more similar to a classic ribis. Amar lei Rava. So Rava saying back to Abaya, yachi, if you're telling me that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, tain li chitai, why does the Mishnah say, give me my wheat? He's not asking for wheat, he's asking for the value of the wheat. So Lachari, the Mishnah is not right. So Abaya will say to need to mechiti. We'll change the lashon. That's how we'll read it. All right, but Sha'ani Meichran, I want to sell the wheat to buy wine. Shemachartim lecha miboyle. If you want to say, the Mishnah should actually say, give me the value of that wheat that I sold to you already, not that I want to sell to you. All right, so tani shemachartim lecha. We'll change that also. I'm going to sell it to you. Correct, Rava. Hare chitcha asuya isolai b'shleishim dinarim. The Mishnah says that the Leiva is going to respond by saying that the wheat is going to now turn into me as a chayv of 30 dinarim. Mikarinami heche ukimnu aluya. According to Abaya, even from the very beginning, this was always the way it was. He's not introducing any new information. So hachi karmale. This is what the Leiva is saying to him. B'dmei chitcha shasisa alai. B'shleishim dinar, for the value of the wheat that you made into a debt already of 30 dinarim, harei lecha etzli bohen yayin, you now have those chusim of wine, v'yayin ein le, but I don't have any wine. But frak rava, v'habba dinar zav hakur v'chein shark tani. The Mishnah says he bought at 1 dinar per kur, and that was the shar. So by his case, the price of the wheat wasn't a gold dinar, but it was 30 silver dinarim. So this is much harder to read into the Mishnah. And based on that, Rav is going to say a different pshat, which we are going to save for next time.